Hello, welcome to What's the Tea? He's R to the Edgy.
And she's Nick Ju.
Well, hello.
What's going on?
Not 2 weeks in a row.
I know. It's like we're back.
Fuck around and be a regular podcast on y'all.
Every other week, for real. Every other month, honestly.
Oh, man. So, what's the tea?
I feel like our government is still holding steady.
Barely. For now.
You know, I thankfully am in a place where we're not experiencing outrageous weather.
For now, thankfully. It's fire season, though.
Rain on my parade.
Oh, that reminds me. Yes. Don't tell me not to live. Sorry, go ahead.
So, you know, I'm just cautiously walking from one day to the next, trying to not get my hopes up too much.
Is that a hint of optimism I hear in your voice?
No. Oh. You need to get your ears checked.
I thought it was a bitch trying to see the good outside outcomes.
No, definitely not that. Definitely not that. I haven't done that since I was like 33. Nah. We ain't doing that no more.
Oh, I'm still very optimistic. I just have to be, because if you look online, everybody hates terrible. Everybody. Everything's fucking terrible. Like, it'll really kick you right in the stomach.
Who is that Diet Right pit bull who got fired off of Instagram?
I don't know who he is. Andrew Tate. I Googled him for the first time yesterday and, like, don't know who he is. Never heard of him.
Yeah. I'm confused.
Yeah,
but you were going to talk about Lea Michele.
Not necessarily Lea Michele, but like, okay, so I have a thing that I do not typically enjoy movies that were made prior to the politically correct era. Not to be confused with the woke era.
What is the woke era?
Whatever we're living in now.
Oh, okay.
So anything made before like 1990, I typically will have trouble with. I would even give like the 80s a pass because
some great movies in the 80s.
Not that I don't watch them. I have trouble with them. So like anything black and white, anything made before the civil rights movement, like shit like that, right? But I have been, because I pay all this money for all these streaming services, I've been going back and watching old movies because I do have like a huge hole, I guess, in my pop culture pantheon. So I watched like, what is called the one about Watergate?
You know, I don't know. Oh, all the President's Men.
Yeah. Would recommend. I will say that I did think it was some bullshit that they made a movie about Washington, D.C. with like one black person who had a speaking part in it. We talked about that. And so recently I watched Funny Girl. Because it's been in the news. Those of you who don't keep up with this kind of thing, you come here for this.
Right, Beanie Fields. What's going on in the gay world?
Beanie Fieldstein, if you don't know.
What's the cigarette doing?
What are the cigarette emojis concerned about? So Beanie Fieldstein, I did not invent cigarette emojis. Somebody that I follow on Twitter like retweeted somebody who wrote it. And I was like, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my fucking life. I do not advise you people to start calling people cigarette emojis. It's still bad. So Beanie Fieldstein, sister of Jonah Hill, also an actress in her own
right. What?
You didn't know that was Jonah Hill's sister?
No.
Girl, where do you live?
In Brooklyn.
What country friend is this?
Illyria, my lady.
That's her brother.
I'm not gonna respond.
That's her brother. So she was in the revival.
I'm gonna be doing math in my head for a few.
You're turning that over. Okay. Yeah. she was in the revival of the musical Funny Girl on Broadway. Role was originated in a film, movie first or play first? Probably play first.
Don't give me the line. I actually think it was a movie first.
Movie first in this situation, by the great, wonderful, fantastic, iconic Barbra Streisand. I did not know Beanie Feldstein was a singer, and according to the reviews, she's not. But she's a great actress and she's hilarious. So it sounds like a great bit of nepotism is what got her this role, because I believe the producers are relations or friends of her parents or something like that. I have no idea about how all this came about. Was there an open casting? Did they promote it with her at the helm and she just got the part? Did she audition? I do not know. I am very familiar with the songs from Funny Girl. Y'all probably are too. You just don't know that's where they're from. Don't Rain on My Parade is one of them. People that I know, whom I trust, the musical was first. Who was on Broadway? Who starred on Broadway first in it? Barbara. So people that I know, whom I trust, who are much nicer people than Reggie and I when it comes to reviewing content, had went to see the show.
Whoa. I'm very nice.
Okay. We don't always have the nicest things to say about things that we don't care for.
Sure.
Would you agree?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. These particular people, they always have something nice to say, and I find it commendable, and I think it's lovely, and I'm trying to be more like them. They saw it and said that she was very funny and that vocally she was passable, but that she was clearly outside of her – she was boxing outside her weight class.
That I would immediately call my therapist and text her 911 if somebody said I was vocally passable.
I don't know if that's a direct quote, but the summary of the review that I saw was that she was all right vocally, but like clearly like boxing outside her weight class. Them songs, like, you have to be a singer. You have to be a singer. But that she handled the comedic and the acting aspect of the role very well. So ticket sales have been tanking. It's been a cash bleed. They got nominated for Tony.
Jared.
But
Jared Grimes got nominated.
Okay. Did he play Nick?
Don't give me.
You don't know.
He was the black one.
There's not a black one in the movie.
Oh. Okay. He was the black
one. Okay. So, she has been recast, and for a while it was like, who is it going to be? And everybody was like, it's going to be Lea Michele, because on Glee, she basically did the entire show in an episode of Glee. Lea Michele, however we feel about her or not, she can sing, she can act, she is funny. She's going to make a fantastic Fanny Bryce. She's going to put her motherfucking foot in this role. So now that I've finally seen the movie, I have some thoughts. Uh-huh. Not 5 minutes in, there's some black woman like, yes, ma'am, Miss Fanny, ma'am, can I? Yes. And I was like, oh my God. No. But I pressed through. Yeah. I pressed through and I was like, obviously she won the Oscar for this, like, iconic, shitting on these hoes. The thing about Barbra Streisand is I'm a fan of her more as a singer. I have not really seen her movie roles, except for the newer stuff, like that movie she did with Seth Rogen. She was in one of them.
Oh, that was such a good movie. Oh my god. I cried so much in that.
And she was in one of the movies with what's the name? Greg is the character's name. Robert De Niro is his father-in-law.
Oh, the Fockers?
Yeah, them. She was in one of them. But yeah, I just know her as a singer. I recently watched
lady who dressed up like Hamilton to announce the award for best musical at the Tonys.
That's hilarious. I've seen Yentl 100 years ago. I just recently watched The Way We Were. And every time I see Barbara Streisand in something, she's playing this like, I'm quirky and not conventionally attractive and I'm kind of ugly, but love me anyway. And I cannot fathom, I can't put two and two together, because when I see with my eyes, I see a stunning person, a beautiful person with like such interesting features and like hilarious and a petite, cute little frame, and like I just don't get it. But anyway, I said all that to say Beanie couldn't sing the role. She had got fired. Lea Michele with her illiterate ass is about to sing the house down, boots, buckles, bangles.
She's period. Illiterate?
That's the rumor, that she can't read.
Maybe that's why she's not nice to people.
Right. Because she's always defensive because she don't know what's going on.
Maybe you need to be reading your homework instead of doing all them singing, all them songs.
Right. But that's tea.
I mean, this is one of the problems with Broadway. Like, you have to decide, is it about the art or is it about creating a spectacle? And,
right.
You know, for some shows like Chicago, where you can just put Erica Jane in,
ooh.
You know, like, come on, that's not an art choice. That's a, we're going to sell tickets. Or like Eddie George played motherfucking Billy Flynn.
And like the way that the Broadway production of Chicago is set up, it is specifically so they can have whoever pop in and be in the show
for 6 weeks. And like, it's right. No big deal. But
right.
If you're, you know, having a show like Funny Girl or whatever, where it's like the title character and they have a big lift and it needs to, that can't just be everybody. Everybody can't do that.
So what was annoying to me was how everybody was like, this is fat phobic. This is something erasure because Beanie Feldstein is a bigger girl. They wanted them to recast the role with another, like, plus-size woman. But the role, Fanny Brice, is not written necessarily to be a plus-size woman. Now, yeah, do I think...
It's vocalist erasure.
Do I think it's some bullshit to, like, snatch a role from a big girl just because she's big and then cast a skinny girl so they can sell tickets? Like, yes, that's the plot of Dreamgirls. We don't fuck with it. But in Dreamgirls, the way it's supposed to be, Dina is not supposed to be as good of a singer as Effie. It's still some bullshit, but it has a lot more merit when Dina is not singing the house down.
Correct. And also, like, there's colorism in there. There's, like, all right. kinds of stuff. Dina's not supposed to be. Listen was not originally part of the musical
for a reason,
but you know, people can't. Dramaturgy, that's too much, that's a step too far.
Ciao. And where they put it in the show, anyway, I'm over it.
I know,
I would like to, but they don't open until like the end of September with her in it. Mm-hmm. But I assume it's going to run for a very long time, so
yeah, I think she'll probably do it. I'd say a year.
Yeah, it just all depends on like how much money they've lost and if they're going to be able to like recoup that with her. I would say her first couple of months of performances are probably going to be sold out.
Yeah, for sure. And like with some combination of people coming to watch it and also coming to hate watch it.
Yes, also that.
I don't know that I could hate, like I've hate watched a movie or a TV show, but I don't know that I'm going to pay $200 to hate watch a Broadway musical.
Not ever in my black ass life will I ever be paying.
I don't hate nobody that much.
Baby. Well, there are people I hate that much. I think that if like it was Alicia Keys starring in Funny Girl, I'm going to be in the number.
Oh, the way that I would have bought you a ticket.
Right. Like, we going, bitch.
We're going. Like, Alicia Keys as Steely in the Color Purple. Just her.
We going, bitch.
The way that all those songs would just be just too high for no reason.
Oh, we would be in that motherfucker.
I can't even imagine her voice. Like, it's just... Oh my god. Wait, okay.
Not Seeley, though. Let's be realistic. They would probably cast her as like Suge or Nettie. Yeah.
Nettie's not.
But even then.
Oh my god.
That's a no for me.
Alicia Keys.
That's a no for me.
Absolutely not. If you could celebrity stunt cast, I was gonna say Little Shop, but they just did it. But like your production.
Yeah.
What outrageously misplaced celebrity to sell tickets would you put in your production?
Of Little Shop?
Uh-huh.
I'm definitely, okay. I mean, I'm going to cast it well, right? I'm probably going to cast, I don't know much about him, but if I'm trying to sell tickets, I'm casting Harry Styles as probably the dentist.
Oh, as the dentist?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the number of tickets you would sell.
Yeah. And then I don't like the idea of a black Audrey because optics, that's pretty fucked up.
Getting her ass beat by Harry Styles.
Yeah, so I would hope that Hayley Williams would come out of retirement and go ahead and be my Audrey.
Oh, okay.
I love Jordan Fisher as Seymour. Do it matter? I'm stunt casting.
Can they act? Do it matter?
I'm stunt casting. I mean, nobody else considers if the person is an actor when they do their little fan cast. Ever.
Wow.
And it drives me up the fucking wall. They'd be like, oh, da-da-da could be in, like, acting is a craft, no. Friend. At least I'm casting singers. Like, actual capable vocalists.
Like, has RuPaul's Drag Race taught you nothing? Acting is hard.
Right. Okay. But yes, I agree with the off-Broadway casting of Jordan Fisher as Seymour.
Okay.
I do not know... what I'm doing as far as my urchins, but I would love a little Destiny's Children reunion. If I've got all the money in the world, I know Beyonce ain't gonna do it in real life, but I do think it would be cute to have a Beyonce Kelly Michelle urchin situation.
Okay.
And then Mr. Mushnick, it's gonna be what's his name? He was in The Prom on Broadway.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Eugene Levy.
Oh, no. He's like Mr. Mushnick. He has to have like...
Oh, you mean Brooks Oscar Mushnick?
Yes. He would be my Mr. Mushnick. Okay. And then I would want a woman to sing the voice of Audrey the Two. And if I can't have my other best friend, since we're celebrity stunt casting, I would love to have the lead singer from Tank and the Bangas.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming on board to co-produce that.
Wonderful.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say Jill Scott.
Jill would be great. Queen Latifah would be great.
I knew you was going to say Queen Latifah. I just knew that. She was going to be in there somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to cast Queen Latifah as something else.
Oh my God. Oh, Lord have mercy. No, that would be fun. I would definitely see that.
Now, I could also switch Harry Styles and Jordan Fisher if I want a black Audrey and maybe have, like, I don't know, which one of the new girls, Jasmine Sullivan, would sing the house down as Audrey. Baby.
Oh, my God.
More realistically, my urchins could be Jasmine, Ari, and, like, her. And
SZA. Oh.
What the other one name is? Summer Walker. Ain't she a singer?
Look out, look out.
We want them to understand. There's a lot of dramaturgy in those lyrics. They need to be understood.
Yeah, there's need some diction.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Her has great
good diction. Her, Jasmine Sullivan, if she's not my Audrey, and Ari. Because truthfully, the parts are not that different in vocal range. So if you can sing one, you can sing them all. There are girls who are going to, like, murder track one, who won't murder track three, but they're so close.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see this production.
Give me some money.
It will definitely make all its money back.
Yeah, give me your monies.
That's incredible. Okay.
I mean, I could cast that show like 6 times. I could cast that show with people I know. Like, yeah. I could cast that show with some. I could cast that show with, like, some men or non-binary or gender non-conforming people as the urchins. Like, please, I can cast that show 100 times.
And are you doing, like, a concept? Are you trying to say something?
No. You're like, no. I'm trying to say that the people who's standing on the stoop could be any gender. I just need a voice.
Okay.
And I personally believe that the voice of Audrey 2 should always be a woman. Really? A feminine voice. Because, okay, the plant, okay, we have lost our entire listenership this week. That's okay, though.
Bye.
The plant is named Audrey 2, right? The plant is ultimately an alien from another planet trying to take over the Earth. There is a jealousy situation because Seymour fed that plant with his own blood to grow it up. So at the end, it's super easy for you to have this, like, female-female dynamic of, like, the woman he loves versus the female entity that loves him.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And supper time with 4 feminine voices? Get out of here. Get out of here.
I mean, I just, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not necessarily a woman, but I need, like, a high registered feminine sounding voice. I mean, the plant's name is Audrey.
All right. I want to see it.
Let's talk about some
of the previews.
I need a cast first. I need to sign contracts. I need a venue. Are we going to do an off-Broadway situation? Are we doing an out-of-town tryout? Should we do Chicago? Should we come to D.C.? Like, there's logistics. Straight to Broadway? Are you familiar with Six? Have you seen Six?
I'm not. I don't know that lady.
What were you about to
say?
They
were across the street from us, but I don't know that lady.
Oh, okay. What were you about to say?
What's going on with The Bachelorette?
Girl, last night was hometowns, and Gabby only went on 3 hometown dates instead of 4. Rachel, Logan had got sick, and so I guess he's just out. He didn't come back from Europe with them.
Okay.
I guess the thing is, like, he was sick and couldn't come to the final rose ceremony. So I don't see how they could move forward with, like, the assumption that he was going to get a rose. So he's just out.
Like, got sick and, like, can't and just.
Apparently. Lost. Unless they're. But you know, they always doing some wiggery towards the end. So.
It's a cold.
I don't know. The previews. The previews say that Rachel is the only bachelorette continuing after the fantasy suites because Gabby fucked somebody and Eric was like, I don't know if I could be with somebody who fucked somebody else. Like, it gets real purity standard when men are involved.
Also, like, you guys, if y'all were here, y'all would be blowing hoes backs out. Like, don't do that.
Hello? Hello? Like, watch his ass go on Bachelor in Paradise just chopping cakes down. So Rachel is a ridiculous person. I do not understand her. I don't get it. Like I said, every season at the hometown dates is when I get pissed off because it's somebody that they should pick that they send home. And I'm like, this is why your punk ass is going to end up alone at the end of this. So she has a couple of really great guys left, and I don't know their names. I'm so just not.
Who are we rooting for?
I don't really even know their names. Like, I don't know.
That's terrible.
It's awful. Awful. I've this far. Like, I usually know their names by hometown dates. I don't know their names. But there's also 8, not 4. Well, 7 in this case. So she goes to this one guy's hometown. And the first half of their date, and usually it's, we're going to go and do something fun in my hometown on a romantic type sitch. And then I'm going to have you meet my family at our house or whatever. So this date started off at a boardwalk where I guess his family like runs a booth or whatever. So instantly he was like, we're not going to see my town. I'm going to introduce you to some of my friends. And so they're at like a bar and she meets like a bunch of his really close friends and like some family, extended family. So they're like playing a game on the boardwalk, super like romantic type situation. He's so cute. He seems like a really nice young man. He's way into her. And she's like, I'm just not feeling it. I feel like we're not far enough. Like, baby, then why did you give him the motherfucking rose to come to the goddamn hometown if you don't like him? So then first of all, she's wearing the most ridiculous trench coat I've ever seen in my life. It's two-tone. Like, the front is light and the back is brown. And then it crosses over on the shoulders. I was like, this fucking trench coat has me in distress.
Why?
And she had her ankles out. So if it's cold enough for a trench coat, why your ankles out?
Correct.
What is this trench coat? Did somebody give this to you? Did you win this as a prize on the boardwalk? What is this trench coat? I have issues, I have questions, I have concerns. So then she runs off in the middle of the date. Like, she got a throw up in the bathroom. And the producer is like, what is wrong with you? And she falls in the producer's arm crying. They go in the bathroom and she's like, I'm just not there yet. And you know, family is super important to me. And I don't want to meet someone's family without me having these kind of feelings for him. And I already feel bad meeting his friends. And so she comes back to sit down and he's like, I have to tell you something. I'm falling in love with you. And then she just starts. Mm-hmm. And then she just starts bawling and she's like, it's not you. We're just not there yet. So she broke up with my dude before she could even go meet his family. And he like walks in to his family's house. Obviously, they haven't seen him for a couple months because he's been off in Europe on a boat trying to find a wife. And he's like, oh, she dumped me. And then she goes to this other dude's house and his dad is not with the shits. His dad is just like, mm-mm. And he's asking her like hard questions and he's like coming for her and it's just her and the dad. So no one can save her. And then she in their house, in these people's house is telling the producers like, they hate me. They fucking hate me. I couldn't say anything right. He wouldn't even barely let me talk. Like just going in because her dad was like, trying to be a realistic adult human, like this process is some bullshit. And I'm really worried about my son because you're bringing home three other dudes.
Correct. Also, you know, there are real life scenarios where like these situations don't result in long lasting relationships.
Right. Like, especially Ayana on this television show. And Danielle and Nick. Mm-hmm. We're gonna talk about them hoes next. So he's like, they loved you. She was like, they did not. They hated me. And it's like, it's that thing of like, because somebody is requiring accountability from you, you're the victim.
That's not how that
It's works. Not like his daddy was calling out of her name or yelling at her. He was just very skeptical. Which he has every right to be.
I was like, with good fucking reason.
Right. So, child, who knows?
So, okay. So now there's seven men left?
Six? Yeah, because Gabby only had three. And they didn't do a rose ceremony. She's apparently going on another date. I think she ended up with five instead of four. I don't really be paying attention to the whole thing because they kind of get on my nerves. So I'll be on my phone watching.
You're like, I'm not paying attention to this.
Yeah, this is not one of those shows that I like watch twice to recap on the show. I'm just telling y'all what had happened.
And then, so boom.
Right. This is a very chillax recap.
So sad story. Ayana and
Jared. Is it sad?
They weren't gonna make it. I was rooting for them because like black love and everything, but
yes, you talking about Love is Blind.
Yeah, season two. Two of the couples have already separated.
I don't think anyone else is together.
Yeah.
I think other people got together who weren't featured on the show.
But it's also the way that I'm confusing Love is Blind and The Ultimatum.
I don't know The Ultimatum.
Yes, you do. Where the couple switched.
Oh, that was called The Ultimatum?
Yeah.
That show was so dumb.
That show was so dumb, and it's coming back, and it's going to be incredible.
Can't wait.
Yeah, who were the other couples from Love is Blind season two?
I don't remember their names, but it was that dude who kind of looked like Gary Busey and the Asian girl.
Damien and Lauren.
I don't know who they are.
Wow. Oh, they just did a Where Are They Now article.
Yeah, they're doing like another reunion. Can't wait.
Oh yeah.
Damien, yeah. Who was his? That's season one.
Yeah. Yeah, they were the only two who got married and
Nick and Danielle broke up because Danielle needs therapy.
Deeply.
Oh, Shake and Deep D.
He was trash.
Kyle and was her name Shayna?
Yeah, but she said she and Kyle are figuring it out.
No, they didn't end up together. Everybody thought Kyle and Deep Dee were doing something.
Well, this article says.
When was the article?
Yesterday.
Was it okay.
She said, all I can say is, you know, we're going through it. We're figuring it out. I think
who said we'll that?
Deep Dee said this about Kyle.
I thought she was talking about Shayna. I was like, there's no way Kyle and Shayna are together.
No fucking way. But she said, Kyle's one of my best friends, so that's all I can say. Like, girl, we know you fucking.
And then the Us Weekly says, Kyle said, I should have tried harder for Deep Dee. I love her so much. She's the best. And I wish I saw what was right in front of me. And that's my biggest regret. I'm sorry. He said that Shayna got engaged to another man? Yeah, in March. They got married in July at the courthouse in Chicago.
Why does he look?
Nope. Sal and Mallory.
Oh, yeah. But because Mallory wanted Jared.
And he wanted her. I think Jared wanted to beat the interracial allegations.
The way?
And he...
You know, I'm actually so happy that this is not a video podcast because the facial expression that I just facially expressed.
Mallory had a very, like, I date niggas mentality. And Jared was very much like, I want me a foreign. Yeah. It was giving. And so he settled for Ayana. I don't think they ever should have been married. If I was Ayana, there's no way that after a man proposed to another woman that I would be like, oh, absolutely.
Correct.
And then Shane, and her name was Natalie.
Natalie.
I didn't care for them as a couple or separately.
No.
Nick and Danielle.
That's crazy. They just celebrated their 1-year anniversary in June.
And they broke up.
Yeah.
But they're another one. They should not. And Danielle was so insecure.
It was, yeah. And also, like, messy.
That was Nick.
No, I mean physically messy.
Oh, I think she was just figuring it out because she had lost a bunch of weight. So she was in that awkward, like, this is my new body phase.
That is wild.
The streets are saying that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck got married on a plantation.
I gotta go, everybody. I gotta go.
That's the streets saying.
I gotta go.
Let me see. J-Lo plantation.
I don't want to know the Google search results to this.
Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez holds second wedding at plantation style house is the Root headline. The Cut says, Bennifer waited 20 years to get married at a plantation. Page 6, controversial past of Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck's plantation style wedding. Let's see what page 6 got to say. Plantation style wedding venue. Oh.
Also, didn't Ben Affleck, I mean, it's not a stretch, wasn't he related to some slaveholders?
Probably. I didn't see that episode. Oh, he owned this house. Ben Affleck tried to sell his sprawling Greek Revival imitation plantation, the site of his elaborate wedding to Jennifer Lopez Saturday, 3 years after revelation surfaced that one of his ancestors was a slave owning Georgia sheriff. Okay. So he, in 2015, the Hollywood actor tried to suppress details about Benjamin Cole, a relative on his mother's side who owned several slaves in Chatham County near his 87-acre Hampton Island property. Affleck purchased the property in 2003, according to reports. The revelations about Cole were made on PBS's Finding Your Roots, hosted by Harvard University professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. Affleck put the lavish property, which includes a deep water port and a 6,000 square foot home known as the Big House, on the market. On the market for $8.9 million in 2018. He lowered the price to $7.6 million the following year before taking it off the market, property records show. Built in 2000, the property was designed by Atlanta-based architect James Strickland to resemble a southern plantation. It also includes a 10,000 square foot guest house and equestrian facilities.
Where the cotton field at?
So it wasn't an actual plantation. It was built
to copy a plantation.
It was built in the style of a place. So it's like, we want the feel of the slavery without the ancestral blood and spirit of the slaves up and through.
Did Paula Deen cater their wedding?
Well, you know how Twitter will take some shit and run with it. They're like, fuck that bitch. She got married on a plantation. Like,
this is why, kids, reading is what?
Fundamental. I'm going to give her a little bit of grace on this. I have questions for a person who would build this sort of house. And he bought it because he was down there filming something. This is shady. When he discovered who his ancestors were, he tried to squelch it, said Leslie Harris, co-editor of Slavery and Freedom in Savannah and a professor of history at Northwestern University. It's clear he didn't learn his lesson. We're back at the same place with him. People still build houses that are plantation style. It's a sign of wealth. It's surprising that Affleck would choose this place for his wedding when many historic plantations have stopped even having weddings. I think it's a stretch, friends. I think it's a stretch. It wasn't an actual plantation.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's a house, but it was built in the plantation style, which is an odd choice.
Which is a very odd choice.
It's a house he's owned for 20 years.
That was built in 2000.
Yeah, like, why is somebody building a plantation house in 2000?
Affleck said he fell in love with the area while filming Forces of Nature with actress Sandra Bullock in the late 90s. He bought the property for $7.11 million, according to public record. Yeah, I'm not jumping on him for that.
I'm gonna let him cook.
I'm not moved by that, friends.
Well, okay.
At least I'm moved by
out of her missions for one day.
I'm moved by several things about the story, but like, to reduce it to they got married on a plantation, fuck that bitch. I'm not willing to do that.
No, that's a little further than it actually is.
Right.
Look at us having nuance and being generous to people.
But at the end of the day, she was on her record saying nigga, and he is from Boston, so I'm not about to, like, carry no water for either of them, but I'm just saying, using deductive reasoning, I'm not mad about this. She
nigga. Ashanti did.
If we were playing Fucking with Black People, shout out to Rod and Karen, I would give this, like, a 25.
Sure.
Because I am fucked with that. He tried to hide the fact that his relatives were slave owners. I am fucked with that. Somebody built a fucking plantation, an imitation plantation in 2000. And I am kind of fucked with that. He bought it. But that's where it ends for me. But if y'all are mad, have it. I don't care.
It's above me now.
It's above me now.
But that was Ashanti singing nigga, not Jennifer.
It's better if we say it's Jennifer.
No.
It was her. It was her record.
It was her record, but Ashanti did all those reference.
Well, Puffy should have known better. Did you see him say that R&B is dead and the internet has been dragging him by his teeth like, it's you. Who killed R&B? You killed it.
You killed it.
Jacquees, the king of R&B, came out and said it's not dead. Once the king has spoken.
I still don't know who that is. and
you're good.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm great.
I'm lovely. You don't need to know.
I'm fucking lovely. No, the king of R&B is Alex Isley, and that's...
Oop. That's, did you see that they're trying to set Harry Styles up, calling him the king of pop? They did that shit to Justin Timberlake. Like, that's not... That title has been taken. It's Michael Joseph Jackson. Like, end of discussion.
Correct. Because, like... Until Harry Styles, like Watermelon Sugar was cute, but like, remember the time, nigga.
Here go Jacquees.
No.
I'm not mad at the placement. It's informative. I may think on that.
Say that again.
Okay.
It's flat.
Oh yes, he's slightly under pitch, but the placement is informative. I'm not mad at the placement, but he is slightly under pitch.
But he posted a video of him being under pitch.
Yes, he's the king of R&B.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's slightly under pitch.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on you doing the plastic off the sofa challenge.
The way that I have asthma, I can't. Them runs is too long.
I was trying to sing along to a TikTok duet, and I'm like, and it was just the beginning.
I mean, listen. Nope, not on the microphone.
It was just the beginning that I was like, I can't get through the phrase.
Yeah, no, I'm on vocal rest.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, bitch. It's not like you have to use your chest to sing that fucking song. You have those runs in your sleep. I know you do.
Oh, I do. I do.
No.
Because the album still has both hands firmly gripped.
Also.
Right here. So I listen to it all the time, and
also
it's so weird. It always happens. Plastic on the sofa always happens on my walk back from the gym. So
So you'd be fully singing it
while I'm jogging.
Plastic off the sofa and Virgo's Groove.
You said that song is beating that white lady ass.
That song was whooping her motherfucking ass. Did you see her face?
She was going through it.
It was like that time Jessie J was trying to sing whatever Beyonce song that was. That's like, she was sweating. The song had her up against the ropes. But since our discussion last week, I was like, okay, let me play Pure Honey. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Also, America Has a Problem. Yep.
Nope.
Right. You can get no higher. Well, hey, than this. Yeah. There's no skips. There are fundamentally no skips. There's not one reason to skip.
And even though Heated is still that girl for me.
Oh, hello.
I can't start the album anywhere other than the beginning.
The beginning. These motherfuckers ain't stopping.
Like, the fact that niggas put this album on shuffle, like, I'm just like,
I don't understand that. I don't understand that. What religion do you serve? The lyrics are saying that it's saying, please motherfuckers ain't stop, but I don't agree. I just Googled the lyrics and they're saying it's please motherfuckers ain't stopping me. Like, please, comma, motherfuckers ain't stopping me.
No. Respectfully, nah.
What is she saying in the background? Like, what is the whole phrase?
Oh, it's probably some like incantation. She's like, y'all niggas gonna listen to this shit over and over and over and over again for the next 50 years, bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna consult Genius. Yeah, they're saying the same thing. Everyone's saying it's please.
I mean, I did think she was saying, "Who the fuck do you think I is?"
Is that not the that's not the lyric?
Who the fuck do you think I am?
Oh, apparently she also was not saying you so African and bold.
Wait, what?
She's not saying you're so African and bold on Ring the Alarm.
When did you think she said that?
Until yesterday.
You're so arrogant and bold.
Apparently. Apparently.
You're so African and bold.
I always was like, this is so out of pocket, Giselle. This is so out of pocket.
You literally thought she said you're so African and bold.
Yes.
I'm undone.
And I'm not the only one. I want you to type that phrase into Twitter and see my people along with me.
You're so African and bold. I'm so upset.
They have in parentheses, how the fuck you figure I ain't a motherfucking pimp when all these niggas be jocking me. Pimp until the end, make that cheese nitty green. Bitch, please motherfuckers ain't stopping me. Playing all these boys like toys, I ain't going. Never hoeing, see they niggas acting like they pimps. Try to pimp me, niggas get broke for the end. Now I gotta go, cause I'm out this bitch. Ho, nigga, be so bad when I fall up in they place. Be jealous asshole with a fake on front. Clash about weed, blast a bitch 9-4 in with that funky ass in the trunk. Coming off on the scene with the Tommy Hilfiger. Nigga self, you got to make me rich. Never get the pussy because it's off limits, ho. Running gang when you claiming that other bitch.
Wow.
That's supposedly what's happening on... underneath the verse of I'm That Girl.
Okay, so there's an article, 11 Misheard Beyonce Lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these are stupid. Some of these are, no one thinks she said strong enough to batter children then get back to business. That's stupid.
No. That's a no.
Crazy in love, hoping you'll pay me right now. No.
No.
That's nuts. I'm dead on you're so African and bold.
I'm gonna go to Twitter right now and be like African and bold. See if I know I'm not the only one.
I can't.
Why is Twitter trying to make me sign in on some no, I'm not doing that. Okay, African
what's
and bold.
On, you have to go, but what?
I do have to go. Let me look real quick. I don't think I got. I didn't put really anything. Okay, somebody. Posted a screenshot from a text thread and she says, how was your day? He goes, I can't complain. Work was pretty stressful though. Glad to be off. I'm going to shower. I'll text you when I'm out. He says, honestly, Diamond, you seem like an amazing woman, but I don't think we're compatible. You ate the whole damn salad, which isn't ladylike. Makes me feel like you're greedy for food and I need a woman who knows when to stop eating. You know I meal prep and go to the gym daily. I just feel like you'd be overweight in the near future. I still want to hang out, but that bothered me. I almost exploded. I love your vibe and energy, though. You're perfect. It's just that one thing. Plus, it was our first date. You was posed to have butterflies and shit. How could you eat that much?
What?
He said you ate the whole salad. You ate the whole salad.
I'm so lost. Was she not supposed to eat the salad?
No, she was supposed to have butterflies in her stomach. She wasn't supposed to be able to eat because she was, you know, Twitter-pated.
I've been on a lot of dates in my life. I've now been dating for more than half my life. I have never been so butterflied that I couldn't eat.
Baby.
And I'm talking about, like, I don't usually do this, but let's go back to my place, butterflies.
Right. And I'm still going. I can't believe you ate the whole salad. I don't even have to read the comments. Like, let me just let you know. This sentence, you seem like a amazing woman, but I don't think we're compatible. You ate the whole damn salad, which isn't ladylike.
Also, like, he could spell compatible, but not women.
I still want to hang out, but that bothered me. I almost exploded.
Sir.
I love your vibe and energy, though. You're perfect. It's just that one thing. Plus, it was our first date. You was pose, P-O-S-E, to H-A-V-W, butterflies and shit.
H-A-V-W?
Butterflies. I sympathize. Now having an iPhone, this motherfucker got me looking illiterate. You was pose to how butterflies and shit. How could you eat that much? Neil has notifications silenced.
Wow. Not Neil. Please, motherfuckers, ain't stopping me.
Woo! Meanwhile, on Twitter, you ate the whole damn salad.
This is why you were asking, do you hear optimism in my voice? And the answer is no.
No, it's absolutely no. It's a no.
It's a hard no.
Yeah. Well, that's it, girls.
We'll see y'all in 2 more weeks.
2 months.
Yeah, maybe, possibly.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
But not the day for you to eat the entire salad.
You greedy bitch.
Bye.
Bye.